Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Boone Fairgrounds event promoter Langley Austin. Then we'll speak with Dixieland Speedway points leader Joe Weiss. And fresh off the North Wilkesboro weekend, we'll have a conversation about the upcoming reopening of Belle Claire with Kenny Wallace. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out with the Southern Nationals. They ran Modoc, Cochran, and Swainsboro. Cody Overton won them all. South Carolina at Sumter, the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models to Dylan Brown. Caden Presnell wins Anderson. Lancaster to Sean Mangum. And Luke Cooper gets it done at Lawrence. Kingsport, Tennessee, 10th win of the year for Ashton Higgins. Odie Overholt wins Tazewell. Smoky Mountain goes to Blake Brown and Jason Manley, the victory at Wartburg. North Carolina at Friendship. Carolina Clash to Ben Watkins. How about the Cars Tour at North Wilkesboro Speedway? Caden Honeycutt won them both. Burt Myers, his 106th victory at Bowman Gray Stadium. County Line goes to Bradley McCaskill. Chris Stowe victorious at East Lincoln. Hickory, two different cars, two different feature wins to Michael Bumgardner. Cruz Madison wins Harris. Wake goes to Zach Brown. Deanna Stancil wins at Carteret. Sonoya, Georgia to Oliver Gentry. Sugar Creek to Jacob Paris. Chase Watkins wins Winder Barrow. Virginia at Langley to Jacob Derrick. J.R. Davis wins at Wythe. And in Alabama, East Alabama to Charles Goer. Tyler Hurst wins Penton. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Langley Austin, who is the event promoter for an event coming up in some of the most picturesque country in all of Eastern America. Hey, Langley, I don't want to give it away, but I certainly want to hear it from you. What you got going on August 1st? And even more important, where are you going on with it?
Man, we're gearing up for the High Country Classic, which is that fairgrounds raceway, which nobody listening has ever heard of. I hadn't even heard of it until, a year or so ago. And, but it's a really cool, little teeny tiny quarter mile. They say it's a quarter mile, maybe it's smaller, but, little racetrack, hidden in Boone, North Carolina. We're excited to bring, people from outside of there in there to race. I think we've got a bunch of, racers coming. We just, got to get some fans in there to watch it. And I know people would love to drive out to Boone. I know it's very, beautiful out there. Spend the day driving around Boone and then come out and see us.
Langley Austin. Langley Austin chatting with us about the event he's promoting August 1st, the High Country Classic at Fairgrounds Raceway, just on the east side of Boone, North Carolina. Now, if you were at North Wilkesboro, and pretty much a lot of folks were just a few days ago, well, this track isn't far from it. You could find it on the map. If you're an Appalachian State grad, you've probably driven right by it. The fairgrounds there on the east side of town in Boone. And this track, as Langley said, it is a tight, genuine bull ring. Langley Austin is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which, by the way, is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So what classes are you going to run up on this tight little bull ring on August 1st?
We've got late models and super stock fours, which is, like a mini stock. Next gen, which is kids and front wheel drives, Thunder Bombers, front wheel drive class, Crown Vicks. And of course, we're going to have a kid bike race and a kid's candy drop, maybe even a foot race we'll throw in there. Something for everybody for sure.
Wow. Now, if I come up, I don't have to foot race though, do I?
I think, you'd be a perfect candidate for it.
Yeah. I would finish the last runner up, meaning dead last and at all, but whatever Langley Austin is putting together, he is usually top shelf and always gets it done right. And I can't imagine anything less. Saturday, August 1st, just around the corner, next Saturday, up in Boone, North Carolina, the High Country Classic at the Fairgrounds Raceway, the tight bull ring quarter mile-ish track up there. The dirt is beautiful. The views are beautiful. The sunsets. And man, what else can fans expect up there? You're going to have some food vendors. You're going to have parking things. What's this place going to turn into?
Well, one great thing about coming there is parking's really easy. You ain't got to park on any hills or anything like that. Everything's pretty much flat around the racetrack. We'll have food there, working on some other, vendors to be there for, some more fun things, but haven't got them quite lined up yet. But got a little bit of something for everybody and just looking forward to having everybody out there.
The High Country Classic, Saturday, August 1st, Boone, North Carolina, just on the east side of Boone. If you were headed to App State, you didn't even have to get all the way into town, but you could spend some of the early hours on Saturday, August 1st in beautiful Boone, North Carolina, and then scoot your way back to the racetrack and get in there in and amongst them for the High Country Classic. And on the profabrication.com hotline, Langley Austin, what times are you going to kick things off, and when can folks, expect things to really get moving there?
I'm planning on hot laps starting at 6 p.m., and then we'll just kind of flow the show from there. We're hoping to have a really, quick show. I don't like sitting around any more than anybody else does. So, we'd like to make it a fast night so you can get on back home, but get to see all the action beforehand.
Wherever you're seeing races, or even if you haven't seen races, get up to the High Country and enjoy the High Country Classic Saturday, August 1st, next Saturday. It will be a race in one of the most picturesque places in the High Country, the High Country Classic at Fairgrounds Raceway, east side of Boone. And we're chatting on the ProFab Hotline with Langley Austin about the event next Saturday. Did I hear right that you will have Thunder Bombers, which is one of those wild categories that everybody seems to love in and around the Carolinas, and the Crown Vicks? Both those classes will be racing there on that tight bull ring?
Yep, for sure. And they run Thunder Bombers pretty regularly there. But Crown Vicks, I believe this will be their first time ever racing there. I've got guys coming from Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina. I've got guys coming from everywhere to run Crown Vicks there. And those big-bodied, heavy machines ought to be interesting on that little tight track.
Boone, North Carolina, next Saturday, August 1st, the High Country Classic at Boone Fairgrounds. Langley, thanks for giving us the info and joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm, or, when things start to ramp up, and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dixieland Speedway Sportsman Division points leader, Joe Weiss. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Am I connecting this right? A former guest a year or so ago, Holly Weiss, your daughter, right? So that the fans can connect those?
Yes, sir. That's my my middle daughter.
Well, she was a wonderful guest, and we look forward to chatting with you here about Dixieland Speedway and the what some have called dominance in the performance this year. How does having this points lead, is it one thing that makes you comfortable, or is it, every week is it who's going to try to knock me off? Am I going to draw down some of these points? The season end never seems to get here. Which part of the emotional roller coaster are you on at this point?
I stay kind of focused on just trying to win races. And if you keep running good and consistent at the end of the year, you're always a contender to be the champion.
Joe Weiss contending quite well in the Sportsman Division at Dixieland Speedway over in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Way out towards Killdevil Hills and the coast out there. Beautiful part of North Carolina and almost Southern Virginia there, Southeast Virginia. At a vacation and a destination racetrack for sure. And we're chatting with Joe on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So with the dominance in what you're doing, does this give you a little bit of experimentation time? Do you start to change the recipe a little bit and maybe roll the dice some, because you got to keep getting faster, I guess, right?
Always looking for more speed. We're definitely playing with the chassis on and off. We always kind of steer back to what we know, but we always kind of go out and try to find a little more, because every now and then a faster car or a faster driver pops up at the track out of the blue, and we always want to put on a show for the fans and all the other drivers. They like watching us.
What is Dixieland like for those that haven't made the trip out to Elizabeth City? Can you describe the track, the area, and just the general confines that a fan, maybe from across the way, if you will, would experience getting out there?
We're kind of in the heart of the Dismal Swamp, the great Dismal Swamp that goes up and down the East Coast. We get a lot of rain here. This time of the year, we struggle to get races in, but it's a 3/8 dirt oval. It's kind of similar to like a Martinsville, like a paperclip, like a longer straightaway, shorter corners. Mm-hmm. So it's a stop and go, but it still has a little bit of momentum track. It's definitely, it's a racer's track. It's kind of 1 to 1.5 grooves, so it's very technical and hard to pass cars.
You got to work
every night.
Got to work at it. And we're chatting with Joe Weiss, the points leader of the Sportsman Division at Elizabeth City's Dixieland Speedway, and he's been working at it pretty well, the division dominator this year. But I understand that you crossed maybe a personal goal off earlier this year, taking a late model victory in that division. What was that like to finally get that W there?
It was a very special night. I've only run late model 2 or 3 seasons part-time. I finally got in a fairly nice newer Masterbuilt that had it, and I'm driving a Masterbuilt myself in Sportsman, has really good drive. And I got out front from the pole and led every lap. But what was so special, I won Sportsman right before the late model race, and my daughter Holly Johnson won Super Street the same night. So we won 3 of the 5 features. Wow. Father and daughter.
That is so awesome. Joe Weiss taking the victory. His now newly married daughter, Holly Weiss, taking her division's victory there earlier this year in the in her division, and he in the late model and Sportsman. What a night for the family. We're chatting with them on the ProFabrication.com hotline as we look towards the future and such. Winning championships is what racers dream about, but you know, everybody says family first and such. How does the Weiss family blend all those things together? Because it's not just you and your daughter. There's more family members in any given night there at the track. What's that like? And who else participates, if you will?
My son, Carter, he's the youngest of all my kids. He's 17. He races against Holly in the Super Street division. And he's banged his car up probably a month ago, and we're struggling to get it back together. But him and his friends are actually working on it themselves because I have a very busy schedule, so it's hard for me to help either one of my kids. So they do everything themselves.
But isn't Mama Bear involved with the program as well, but from the official standpoint?
Yes, she runs the My Race Pass and the timing system for the track. So she signs people in, and then she does all the transponder stuff and makes sure the show runs smoothly next to the race director.
That is a lot for the Weiss family at their heart and into grassroots racing. We're chatting with Joe Weiss, the current Sportsman Division leader there. If all the things that going on there at Dixieland and with your race team, do you guys got a social page where fans can listen in or follow you and such? And, you know, when's the next race out there at Dixieland?
We race every Friday night all the way up until October. They do have some Instagram, Dixieland Speedway. They have a Facebook. My daughter, Holly Johnson Racing, she has a really good racing Facebook page. She used to add stuff about me up there, but she has a lot going on, so she's concentrating just on focusing on her racing, which I'm 100% approved of.
Well, Joe, we'll check out those pages, and they'll lead us to more, but man, just keep up the great work. The Sportsman Division Dominator, Joe Weiss from Dixieland Speedway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for doing it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
I know what
you think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Everybody just coming off that great historic North Wilkesboro Speedway weekend and all the things that happened there. And our next guest on the profabrication.com hotline was one of the guys that got to enjoy it, Kenny Wallace. Welcome back to the show. And I always think about asking you this question by text or something. Horsepower hydration, the drink mix and such. Are you a lemon lime guy or a mixed berry guy? What are you drinking?
Well, hi, Lenny. Yeah, I'm a mixed berry guy, and boy, we needed to stay hydrated down there at Wilkesboro. It was one of the hotter weekends of the year for sure.
Well, it's always hot when we have Kenny Wallace doing his thing at the NASCAR races, but boy, he's got himself a hometown celebration going on. Back in the day, they took away the track at Belclair Speedway. It had just gotten so old, and the buildings and such, they flattened it. And then Mark Kern, the St. Clair County chairman, decided, I can find a way. This track meant a lot to him and means a lot to him and all the racing that goes on there right in the heart of America. And he put together the package through the St. Clair County chairmanship he has. And Mark Kern, our hats are off to you. And Kenny Wallace, from your personal self to the fans of grassroots racing, how much does Belclair Speedway returning on August 1st mean to you?
Well, it's everything, and it is everything because racetracks never come back. 9 times out of 10, when a racetrack is shut down in the middle of a city like Belleville, Illinois, Belclair Speedway, when it came back, you know, everybody thought, oh, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, month after month, this racetrack was being built. So, Tri-City shut down, so this one opened up.
Man, and boy, has it ever. I can't wait to see this. Belclair Speedway in Belclair, Illinois. You say you don't know where that is? Well, everybody knows where the Gateway Arch is, and this is exactly 16 miles to the southwest of the Gateway Arch, right there on the river. Everything, you could find it easy, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Kenny Wallace about the new opening for the Belclair Fairground Speedway Park, the premier quarter-mile dirt oval that, as I said, will be right in the shadows of the Gateway Arch there, and the you know, man, I saw that the facility just looks amazing, and, you know, it's just beginning. The facility and what you've seen and the fairgrounds and all, what, you know, can fans expect when they show up next Saturday, August 1st, to see the action there? What's the place feel like and what's it look like?
It's managed and run by the greatest promoters in America, Toby Crews, who's been promoting dirt races for 30 years. And, of course, the NASCAR track, Chris Blair, the general manager, the owner, Curtis Francois from the NASCAR track. They have the lease, so everything is right. Beautiful bathrooms, a lot of concourses for handicapped people. They've got it all covered.
Well, it sure looked it from the videos. And we're chatting with Kenny Wallace on the profabrication.com hotline about the upcoming reopening of the all new Belclair Fairground Speedway Park. Little Belleville is back August 1st. They're going to have Keith Coons Motorsports Midgets, Dirt Car Mods, Winged Micros, and a complete day. Plus, in September during NASCAR weekend at Worldwide Technologies Raceway, the Enjoy 300 weekend, the Belclair Fairground Speedway will have the similar field of racing as well. So fans making their way to the NASCAR races in St. Louis at Gateway will be able to make it over from the Gateway Arch and be able to see these great tracks opening back up. The profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So Kenny Wallace, I saw Keith Coons, Flea Ruzick, Mike Harrison, all made laps in different vehicles, but then Treb Jacoby and Matthew Edler were out there in modifieds, and I know you're a modified guy, and the mods are going to be running on August 1st. What was the feedback that you got from Treb and Matthew about how the mods are going to be able to run, in the general feeling from all the drivers on how this thing's going to race?
Yeah, they were really happy with the size of the racetrack. Not too big, not too small. Really easy on motors and good for the local racer. And then, of course, the dirt bonded really well. It was super smooth. The racetrack put a lot of effort into finding that type of dirt. And, man, we've hit a home run with that. They got Dr. Dirt from the West Coast, and they mixed all the right ingredients to keep the dust down and keep it a smooth facility.
man, it sounds like it is just going to be another heaven-like experience when we get back to the Belle Claire Fairgrounds Park Speedway, 16 miles southwest of the Gateway Arch. All Americans know where that place is, and man, easy to find this reborn racetrack, Little Belleville. Thank you to Curtis Francois, Chris Blair, Toby Cruz, Mark Kern, and everybody that's had a hand in it. How about the days when Don Klein used to patrol the Speedway as one of the top stars there? What's your historic moment that you remember from Belle Claire there, Kenny Wallace?
Yeah, boy, I never forget this one. Kenny Schrader, you know, he's a little older than me, about 10 years older. Well, when I was a kid, Kenny, he brought me to the Belle Claire Speedway. And, you know, of course, you had the covered grandstands, and they would start three wide from a dead stop. And that is burnt into my brain.
Wow. Well, I don't know whether they're going to do that this time, but however they get going out there at Belle Claire Speedway, I can't wait. August 1st is coming up. Kenny Schrader, of course, out and about with you, Kenny Wallace. Kenny, where can we keep up with you on social media? Give us the whole platform. I mean, you're everywhere, and we love watching what you do.
Well, we like keeping content going. That's good for the sport. My sponsors love it. So, you know, go to the Kenny Wallace YouTube show over on YouTube. And, of course, you can find me on all social medias. I am not on TikTok. However, my YouTube manager has me on there, and he just steals the stuff I put out and put it on TikTok. So, we are on everything.
And correct me about this horsepower hydration. You're the mixed berry guy, but they can get lemon lime and get it all at a discount as well through what you do?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, go to horsepowerhydration.com, push in Kenny10, get 10% off, and it's got no sugar. It's got great vitamin B12. I always say it keeps you hydrated and keeps you smarter.
Wow. Get smarter and get some Kenny Wallace and the horsepower hydration brand that he promotes. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Tykes.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Lady, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. All kinds of grassroots races going on this weekend. Big ones all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing. And, of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. X, Facebook, and Instagram. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.